بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing the incident of Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik رضي الله عنه on the occasion of the expedition of Tabuk. So the last part he mentioned that there was a, whilst I was walking in the marketplace, I heard a farmer from Syria who used to sell his food in Makkah, in Medina Sharif. He asked, who can direct me to Ka'b ibn Malik? So the people began directing him towards me. He came to me and handed me a letter from the king of Ghassan. As I could read and write, I read it. News, this letter was reading, news has reached us that your companion Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has boycotted you. Allah did not compel you to live in a place where you are humiliated and where your rights are trampled upon. Join us and we will assist you. After reading the letter, I said to myself, this is also a test from Allah Ta'ala, and I took it to an oven and burnt it. This is what a person does when a person is tempted towards anything that is wrong, anything that is haram. Immediately a person takes it and destroys it to such an extent that even the memory of the thing is not there. For example, a person has got some old letters or some old photographs of something that was wrong, something that was haram, photographs of any old, he takes it and he burns it and destroys it, finish it. There's no record of it. I made tawbah from it. There's no chance of even taking some little bit of enjoyment from it or being tempted to go into anything wrong by looking at these things. So that's how a Muslim thinks. So immediately he went and he burnt it. And he explains, when 40 of the 50 days had passed and the revelation was still delayed, a messenger sent by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to me and said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commands you to distance yourself from your wife. I asked him, should I divorce her or what? He replied, no, merely distance yourself from her and do not have any relations with her. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent the same command to my two companions as well. I said to my wife, go to your parents and remain with them until Allah Ta'ala passes a decree in this matter. Look how firm he was. First, nobody was speaking to him in Medina Sharif. Now his own wife also had to go back to her place, or his own wife had to stay away from him also in terms of relationship. So here now he tells her that go to your parents and remain with them until Allah Ta'ala passes a decree in this matter. The wife of Hilal ibn Umayyah came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hilal ibn Umayyah is an old man and he has no one to attend to him. Do you disapprove of my attending to him? He replied, no, but he should not have any relations with you. She said, by Allah, he has no inclination to anything. By Allah, he has been crying continuously since the time of this matter began until today. That was the other Sahabi we mentioned, that there were three of them. So Ka'b ibn Malik, now he's mentioning about Hilal ibn Umayyah, that his wife had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked for permission because there was nobody there to attend to him. So now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that she could stay. She was saying that what was his condition? His condition was he continued crying from the time that this incident had happened. Look how genuine Sahaba were. That they did a mistake, they did something wrong. They didn't try and justify it. They were so remorseful that from that time, he's saying that 40 days had passed, and now his wife is mentioning to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that from that time he has continued crying. Some of my family members said to me, why don't you go and ask permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam for your wife to attend to you, because he permitted it for the wife of Hilal ibn Umayyah radiallahu anhu to attend to him. I replied, I will not ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam for permission in this regard because I do not know what he will say. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik is saying, I don't know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam will say, considering that the fact that I am a young man. I remained like this for 10 days and 50 days now had passed. So 40 days plus another 10 days. 50 days had passed from the time that people were prohibited from speaking to us. I offered the Fajr Salah on the morning of the 50th day on the rooftop of one of our homes. Whilst I was sitting in that condition which Allah Ta'ala described about us, my life began constricting and the earth narrowed despite its vastness. This is what the ayat of the Quran is saying. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَهُبَتْ, that the earth felt like it was constricted despite it being vast. I heard a person who had climbed the Sala mountain shouting at the top of his voice, O Ka'b ibn Malik, glad tidings. I fell into prostration and knew that reprieve had come. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had informed the people of Allah's acceptance of our repentance after Fajr Salah. Now one person, what he had done was he climbed up onto the mountain and from there he screamed Why? To give that good news quickly to Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. Allah Ta'ala has accepted their Tawbah. Now if he had to run and go to him, or take a road and go to him, it would have taken a little bit longer. Sahaba was so joyous and happy for the happiness of their brother that they didn't want that little bit of delay also. So I'll go up the mountain and I'll shout from there so he can hear me. My voice will go faster than me physically going there. So this was the niyat of that Sahabi who climbed up the mountain, that how I can give good news and make my brother happy. This was one quality that Sahaba had, that what can I do to make my brother happy. So this was the way he felt. It was the quickest way to get the message, to make him happier, faster. So he climbed up the mountain. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had informed the people of Allah Ta'ala's acceptance of our repentance. Before that, Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu says that I fell into sajda. Now this is how a person that who got great contact with Allah Ta'ala, anything good comes, I must thank Allah Ta'ala for it. It's a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala, nothing of my own, nothing that I did, but it's from Allah. Immediately he fell into sajda, prostration, thanking Allah Ta'ala for this. And on the other hand, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also now, he wanted to share the good news with the companions that were right there around him. So he's saying, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam had informed the people of Allah Ta'ala's acceptance of our repentance after the Fajr Salah. The people began conveying the glad tidings to us, and they also conveyed the glad tidings to my two companions. A person galloped towards me on his horse, and a man from the Banu Aslam tribe ran and climbed the mountain. So another brother wanted to also give him, Sahabi also wanted to give him the good news. So he started galloping on his horse to try and reach him, to give him the good news. See how happy they were for the happiness of their brother, that let's not even delay. So he thought he'll rush to come and give the good news. Anyway, he says, a person galloped towards me on his horse, and a man from the Banu Aslam tribe ran and climbed a mountain. The voice of the man on the mountain reached me quicker than the man who was on horseback. When the person whose voice I had heard eventually came to me, I removed my clothes and placed them onto him as appreciation. In other words, he removed his upper garment and gave it to this man who had made that announcement. He says, when a person whose voice I heard eventually came to me, I removed my clothes, placed them onto him as a preparation, appreciation for the glad tidings which he had brought to me. By Allah, I did not have any other clothes on that day, so I borrowed some clothes and wore them. He's explaining that I didn't have any other clothes to wear. I borrowed those clothes to wear. I was so happy that even the clothes of my body, I gave it to this person that gave me glad tidings. One sunnah we learn from here, one thing that we learn from here, is that somebody who comes and gives us some good news, we should try and give him some hadiah also. Give him some hadiah, make him happy like how he had made us happy. And we don't have any hadiah to give him, and tell him something good. Tell him something also will make him feel happy, so that there is some repayment of somebody who is giving us good news or glad tidings. Or give him some dua, that this person had given me some good news, I give him some dua, I give him some glad, thanking him for the good news. This is how the Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu thanked that person, that he took out his clothes and gave him, and now he borrowed some other clothes to wear, so that he could have himself covered. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.